تبارك الذي جعل في السماء نورا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا وهو الذي جعل الليل والنهار خلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا.
All praise and glory to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator and manager, sustainer, provider, protector, and control of every creature. Jesus is the nation we are part of now as well as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family members, companions, on every single brother and sister, followers, and his following, who is known as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till the day of the end. My respected brothers, and elders in Islam, I would like to remind myself and each and every one of you with the reminder and the wasiya that our beloved Rasul Allah used to emphasize in every khutbah, that is the taqwa, taqwallah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, live remembrance and live in the context of one fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and connect all your activities, actions with the remembrance of Allah. My respected brothers, we all know, according to the calculation of commonly the majority of the world practicing the calendar, that is based on, we call it the solo calculation that we have given and we did. 2021 is beginning based on solo calculation as well as based on our Isa alayhi salam, and then after his demise, or after his not demise, after Isa alayhi salam's period, and that the calculation has continued for 2021 years. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a new year based on any calculation, he gives us a new day or new week, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us a new day, a new week. Every Friday is a blessing. Every Friday is a blessing. Every day is a blessing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan that I have created the day and night, and it follows one another. Day, the night follows the day, and the day follows the night. And why I have created that? And then I have created the heavens and the earth, the moon, the star, and all these are my signs. Reason behind it, that it should give us a reminder. It should remind us about the love of God. Even another 8 years later, those who are intending to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's obviously with the dark fall on, you know, the day is over, if you know the condition, it is the time that we remember Allah. When the morning dawn begins, the time of Fajr, it is the opportunity for us to renew our thoughts. But respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists us with a new chapter. Year 2020 was a really challenging year for all of us. But we have learned many lessons from year 2020. Year 2020, it begins in the month of March, we know about the COVID-19. It is such a big virus that we cannot even comprehend it as a small virus. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proved that humanity, with all this science and technology and everything, runs up Allah's decree, Under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suddenly we are weak. We cannot challenge the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot challenge any test which comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then Allah has given us a lesson that as human beings, what matters? What matters is humanity. What matters is the faith and conviction in Him. What matters that we as human beings rectify ourselves and become better human beings. What matters is that our connection, our love to one another. My dear spiritual brothers, let us try to face any challenge, not forget the world. We are challenges for five and that we will challenge ourselves. In this world, we will have trouble. But the wise man, he will be able to manage and face those challenges and overcome that in the most appropriate. How do we overcome any challenge? First, in faith, connection with Allah. We need to have firm conviction and faith in Allah. Faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, the science and knowledge. Remember, the first word which we read is the Quran. Science and knowledge gives us, enhances us, empowers us how to handle a situation. It's knowledge from Allah, Quran, Hadith. Knowledge from the experience of the people. Knowledge from the people who really work hard and do research and they put forward something. We take those knowledge. But faith, conviction in Allah. Second, it is the knowledge and science that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So knowledge is from Allah. Knowledge is to experience knowledge from those who strive and make the effort and effort. Third, good, pure intention, positive intention and action. If you want to change, if you want to change a problem, you need to have a pure intention. And action and intention have to synchronize together. Some people's actions are praiseworthy, but their intentions are not praiseworthy. They belong to the point of goodness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly appears to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Manahman. If you charity, your intention is not good, then that charity is not good. Your intention is pure, Allah in that charity, He will safeguard you from harm, from sinning, difficulty. So, intention and action. Finally, my dear people, we as human beings have to be visibly. In any condition, we cannot do the way we want. Disciplining ourselves and working together collectively. Working together collectively. Discipline means, alhamdulillah, it's very beautiful to sit here. There is a discipline maintained here. There's a rule of law is being applied here. My brother joined me here, but the responsible person says, you don't have a focus, so much now. It is a discipline. This is how humanity we collectively can overcome any problem. First, like I said, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, conviction in Him, knowledge and science, intention and action, and that we can do. My dear spiritual brother, if we combine all this together in this year of 2021 and work hard, a positive mindset, nothing is impossible to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear whole world is facing this pandemic. Whole will of humanity is facing this, but we need to know, we must learn to relate this. And the biggest problem that we must face is not here. Economic problem, financial problem. So but not impossible. We can overcome. We need to know, we need to figure it out. Individually, every member of the family must know how to work out this. How can we reduce our expenses and do things better? This year, this new year that we all have, begin with it. Sometimes we have a discussion about whether it is the hourly view or that but in practice, in the world, they count everybody within the Ibadah. And we also have our calculation, we keep it for our Ibadah, then it starts from Muharram, and this is also in India, that is for our Ibadah calendar. When it comes to worldly matters, we move on with this calendar. But what matters? Finally, there is a hadith mentioned. When every month, new month is being born, of your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, born in Quran, Allahumma al-adhim lahu alayna bin amdi al-kulji. Allah, this month be born upon us with safety, security, and iman faith. Wa salamati wa al-islam. With peace and submission to Islam. Wa tawfiq al-iman alaykum wa taqwa. And to do good deeds which will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another direction, Ibadah is mentioned on protection from shaitan. Protection from shaitan. So, the first section that the Sahabas used to begin the month or begin a new year by reading this dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant all of us the safety, grant all of us the firm conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and grant all of us the peace and prosperity and name of Allah. Is the one of us to be a visual to you.